With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two people have been shot and killed, two more wounded, when a gunman opened fire this morning in a church in Lexington, Kentucky. Police then shot and killed the gunman. Earlier, the gunman had shot and wounded a state trooper. European Union holding off tariffs on the U.S. Here's Donna Border.
The European Union was set to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods on Monday, but European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says after receiving a letter from President Donald Trump announcing new tariffs of 30% on August 1st, the EU has decided to hold off on those countermeasures until August 1st.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The EU is the United States' biggest trading partner and the world's largest trading bloc. I'm Donna Water.
Economist Steve Moore predicts Americans will soon be able to see the true impact of the president's ambitious legislation.
It's an enormous victory for growth, for prosperity. I don't like everything in it, but I'd say that this is one of the biggest conservative victories in the 30 or so years I've been in Washington.
And Moore says the president's big, beautiful bill will make America prosperous once again.
I mean, I could go on for a half hour. This is a very powerful bill, and I think it's going to cause a big burst of prosperity.
Texas officials pausing the search for flood victims along the Guadalupe River due to more heavy rain and new high water warnings earlier today. Right now, the death count, 129, nearly 170 people are missing. This is SRN News. Does your church still pass the collection plate?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services. And many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in America, a new AP-NORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on that problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. Survey reveals 12% believe encouraging more births should be a priority. 62% do not. This is SRN News. President Trump's sweeping domestic law, leaving states and localities free to continue regulating AI systems. State leaders were pleased, but American Global Strategy CEO Alexander Gray says the approach should hinder America's race for AI dominance.
If you have this patchwork of state regulations on AI, you're ultimately going to have an environment that's not conducive to the number one goal, which is winning the AI race against the Chinese Communist Party.
And Gray says the United States is getting some very tough competition from the Asian superpower in the race.
You know, we thought with ChatGPT, with OpenAI, with Meta, with some of our other innovative companies in this space, Google, we thought we had a lead that was, I don't want to say insurmountable, but we thought we were much farther ahead of China than we actually are.
More details at srnnews.com.